Eric Greitens calls out disgusting cowards Karl Rove and Mitch McConnell after their connection to latest smear. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on March 25, 2022. Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, R., called out disgusting cowards Karl Rove and Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, after reports revealed their connection to the latest smear against him. Greitens said in a video statement, "In the very moment that the truth has finally come to light after 4 years of their false case that they're pleading guilty, they make new absurd accusations so that the press can well hear's what's going to happen now. And I want to tell you directly, Karl Rove and Mitch McConnell, hear me now, you are disgusting cowards and we are coming for you." On Monday, Greitens' ex-wife filed an affidavit accusing the former governor of being abusive and unstable. The next day, Sheena Greitens released a statement that claimed she did not discuss the contents of her affidavit with anyone other than her attorney before it was filed in court. However, Breitbart News reported on Thursday that GOP establishment consultant Karl Rove knew about the affidavit's contents nearly 2 weeks before Greitens' ex-wife filed it. Rove, for his part, denied this. As Breitbart's Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle reported, Rove, who was once the right-hand political consultant of former President George W. Bush and is now close with many top GOP donors, told a top confidant of GOP donors nearly 2 weeks before Sheena Greitens filed her complaint with a state court in Missouri that something like it was forthcoming, per the donor-connected Republican who spoke on the record with Breitbart News. In response, Rove denied making comments this person said he made. In his video statement, Greitens noted these latest allegations against him came during the same week William Tisabe, a former FBI agent whom a Soros-funded prosecutor hired to investigate Greitens in 2018, pled guilty after facing several felony charges, including perjury and evidence tampering. So I ask you, is it any coincidence that in this very week, Reno's come out with a brand new set of wild accusations against me, which they claim are from 4 years ago? Greitens said. It's obviously nonsense. Greitens also noted that his ex-wife's accusations were all notarized in Washington, D.C., despite her currently living in Texas. Number 1. All of these accusations are written, notarized and distributed to the press in Washington, D.C., while I was with my boys, he said. Greitens then called out Rove and people who work closely with Senator McConnell's Senate Leadership Fund. One of Greitens' key points in his campaign for U.S. Senate in Missouri is that he would vote against McConnell for Senate Republican leader. Number 2, we now know that Karl Rove was directly involved in this. Karl Rove, the mastermind of Reno dirty tricks, he continued. And number 3, we now know that they took all of these accusations and they handed them directly to people who work for Mitch McConnell's Senate Leadership Fund. Greitens emphasized that the accusations against him allegedly occurred 4 years ago and were not brought up during mediation when he established a joint parenting plan with his ex-wife 2 years ago, he said. They're claiming that these terrible things happened 4 years ago. Well, just 2 years ago, we set up our joint parenting plan, and here's what's in the parenting plan. This is the parenting plan that my ex-wife, the mediator, and the court all agreed was in the best interests of the boys. And that is that the boys spend the majority of their free time with me, they spend it with me. Greitens added. In the very moment that the truth has finally come to light after 4 years of their false case that they're pleading guilty, they make new absurd accusations so that the press can, well, here's what's going to happen now. And I want to tell you directly, Karl Rove and Mitch McConnell, hear me now. You are disgusting cowards, and we are coming for you. We are no longer going to allow you not just to attack me and attack my kids but to destroy this country. And that's what you're doing. You're making life hard for millions of families around this country by cooperating with the left, by stabbing President Trump in the back, by stabbing the people of America in the back, and we're not going to stand for it anymore. We know your lies, but we also know this. At the end of the day, truth prevails. And at the end of the day, courage is rooted in love, Greitens concluded. We have it and we're going to beat your game of fear and nonsense and we are taking our country back.